Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As I'm walking from the parking lot to the train this morning and sweating bullets, and I'm just like, this is bad. This heat. Like, either way, whatever the weather is for work is not great. You want it to be, hey, rain sucks. Sometimes you got to walk in that. If you're walking at some point throughout your commute, or even driving and it sucks, right? The rain, nobody knows how to drive in the rain, so it takes forever. The heat you could live with in your car, so you're fine. But the walk with the heat, it's just oppressive. But I'd rather be home right now. So that's work-wise, whatever, what's the difference?
Yep.
But when you're home and it's hot like this, that's where it's nice. You get to chill, maybe go outside a little bit in the pool, whatever it may be.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough out there today. It's going to be brutal tomorrow. But I think I heard on the news, it's going to be like 112 real feel. 112.
Yeah, that's a pool day. I mean, so what are you supposed to go to the movies maybe?
Our kids started camp today. There's a baseball camp.
You mean playing baseball outside?
Well, one's a baseball camp, one's an all-encompassing camp. You know, pool and arts and crafts. So, you know, that's where my daughter's at, and son's at the baseball camp. And then next week, he'll go to the all-encompassing camp with her.
Yeah.
I mean, put on some sunblock.
Would you prefer it like this or the rain?
Well, I can't stand the rain.
Or like
No, see, it's funny. Now, I don't play a lot of golf now, right? I did last year. I haven't played, and I probably won't play much more this season either. But I never mind being hot when I do anything. Like if I'm coaching, if I'm playing golf, I don't mind sweating. I don't mind it. Like especially playing golf to me, it gets me nice and loose. And as I've gotten older, I've taken more precautions with like sunscreen, et cetera. Wear a little bucket hat so I protect my dome. But I don't mind being hot when it's wet. I'm trapped. That's what I start getting.
Right, where you can't, that's what I'm
saying.
Can't
do anything.
Like, yeah, you can't get outside. I mean, it's got to be, can we have a nice happy medium?
No,
it's gotta
those
go
days
from rainy
are over.
And cloudy for a straight month to all of a sudden an oppressive heat wave here.
Dude, it was 55, 56 degrees ago. 56 degrees in June a couple days.
It's absurd. Ridiculous. The weather around here. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Hector's calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Heck?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How
What's
are
up,
you?
Heck?
Once again, Sal, thank you for Saturday. Great experience. But I'm going to get into this because I got a few things that I know how you like to do. Guys, an update from Saturday. Now I'm starting to get concerned. I'm starting to get concerned partially a lot of the things that BT's run down and how are we going to fix all these things. Yes, we could talk about Manai coming back and Senga coming back and they'll bolster the rotation. Can we count on Senga to ever stay healthy? Can we count on Manai to come back, stay healthy, and then be effective and be the guy that he was last year? These are things that we still have to see. When are we going to get any of these young guys to come up here? Like, I'm concerned with the development once these young guys come up, and they don't seem to be able to do what they were doing in the minor leagues. And, of course, sometimes that's a little extra. But at least be stable. How many times are you going to bring Beatty up and down and think, okay, he's finally figured it out, and now where's Beatty again?
You're going to run out of options things. Eventually. There's only so many times you could keep shipping him down and bringing him back
right,
up.
And exactly why. To answer your guys' question, I also would trade all of these guys. Yeah, the idea of the catch and Albie, if he becomes what he can become, that's great. The only one that I'd like to keep if I could would be Mauricio because of, you know, the lefty-righty and just the power this kid has. If he could ever lay off of his 56-foot sliders, he'd be okay. But that also brings me to, how many times are we going to talk about young guys? Jet Williams? Jet Williams can't come up here. He's like, Mauricio shouldn't be up here, who missed a year of baseball last year and should have stayed playing in the minors, but we had injuries, whatever. Same thing with Alvy. Maybe you guys know the answer. How long? I know for pitchers, I think it's 30 days rehab. How long is the rehab for a position player? Because I think Alvy played 4 games after changing batting stance, working on approach and all of this stuff, gets hurt. It's not like he was killing it in spring training anyways, and then we rush him right up here after three rehab games.
Well, they figured that better...
All of these things concern me.
But they figured, Hector, and thank you for the call, they figured that the better option was, okay, well, we'll just have him work it out here, work his way back in from the injury, see if he could produce at the major league level, because his potential and upside was better than their other option, which is Hayden Senger, mm-hmm. who is an otherwise border, you know, he's a minor league catcher in reality.
He got a late at bat last night.
Yeah, and he's fine. Like, yeah. I like him, but, like, you know, what I like him as a third catcher. Like, so the Mets have... Right now, they have too many holes in the lineup, and the main guys aren't carrying their weight. If Vientos comes back, maybe that'll help. Maybe they finally all start to click together. Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, we'll see what happens. But really, they have two holes that even with guys coming back, that need to be addressed. Two holes. It could either be, well, one is definitely center field, but it could either be catcher, second base, third base, DH, whatever. I would go to fix center field and probably second or third base. And there was an article by Will Salmon in The Athletic today that said the Mets might look to upgrade the infield, which is in line with how they've operated, because if you just look at the team and say, okay, well, where can they clearly upgrade? Even though they have endless options at second and third base, those guys aren't producing.
No.
So you need one or the other. I'll live with McNeil and Acuna at second, but then you need a third baseman.
Well, listen, I'm with you on a lot of that stuff here. I just wonder if we're focusing...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe too much on one thing and ignoring something else here. Like everything that I've said and you said, it makes a lot of baseball sense here. What we've kind of glossed over is, from a chemistry perspective, it's a little different. Now, that's to be expected. Not that there's no chemistry and... You know, it's not my motivation. Like, I didn't really even get nuts. Like, oh, Soto doesn't look too happy. He's not. I'm not even talking about Juan Soto. I'm just talking about there was an energy with this team last year that felt different. And it really buoyed them to probably to a spot that maybe they overachieved a bit. Certainly in the playoffs, I think they might have. Like, again, they weren't a 95, 96, 97 win juggernaut. They were a team that was scrappy, got hot at the right time. Lindor led them. Pete hit a couple of important home runs. You know, Vientos was a revelation, and they pieced it together. But their chemistry was paramount to their success. And I'm not saying there's no chemistry. Doesn't feel like it's the same.
The only way I would push back on that is there was a point when they were at their peak not too long ago, 10 days ago, whatever it may be, that I just felt like they were clicking on all cylinders. Even with that, like, they're just a good, solid team. They're playing well together, having fun, and just doing the right things that you need from a successful baseball team. And now, I think because they're losing, you could say, the chemistry. Now, is it at the OMG
level. You know, a lot of people at FanFest or Fanatics Fest were saying, hey, you missed Iglesias. I'm not buying that they missed Iglesias. I'll take this roster every day over last year's roster. But they need to turn it around. Now, I'll tell you this. If they lose these games to Atlanta, different story to me. I mean, honestly, if they lose 3 out of 4 to Atlanta, I'm looking at changing the core of the team again. Because then it's the same core that just can't beat the Atlanta Braves. I know that sounds nuts, and I don't think that we're going to get there, but I just can't take losing another series to Atlanta when the Braves are what they are this year and the Mets are what they have been the majority of this year. I don't think it's a chemistry issue, though, or the intangible thing that they had last year that they're lacking this year.
Again, not like to say it's a chemistry issue, I'm not implying there's a problem. Just right. Maybe shining a light on the fact that it's not quite as strong. And I don't know. And maybe it is and we don't see it, or maybe it's getting there, or maybe it's not there yet and it will. Maybe. You know, I do think it's important. Maybe we'll get into this at some point today. Like, what do you... Because the projection from the voice of the franchise, and in this case, it's Mendy, speaks every day. You like what you're hearing during this?
No, I don't think this run. Mendy, I don't want to say he hasn't been as good this year, but I think it's just different. BT, remember that's why I kind of preface all this by saying that we are still in the infancy stages of the New York Mets trying to get themselves to where the Yankees, Dodgers, Braves, etc., have been at for years. And along the way, there's going to be some ups and downs, and there's going to be some adversity. Well, we saw Mendy handle adversity as well as you could. Year one, rookie manager in New York, the team 0-5 start.
Yeah.
Brutal until Lindor moved in the leadoff spot late.
Who was the dude who threw his glove in the stands?
Lopez.
A lot of early season stuff that he dealt with well.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So me too. And they took off. This is the first time since then, you're going back more than a year, that they've dealt with some adversity, not to mention now the expectations have raised significantly.
Yeah, it's a different game now.
It is a different game. As you always say, you know, heavy is the head.
Crowd's heavy.
Okay, so there you go. So now you got Juan Soto in there. You're coming off of the success you had a year ago. Hey, no more room for error here.
No more cute little story.
Yeah, and year two for Mendy. Like, so I think he's also learning in year two, but really year one with World Series or bust expectations. Yeah. Like, this is time to get real. So I have not been overly encouraged or excited about what I've heard from Mendy this year the way that I was a year ago, but I don't think he's done a bad job. I just think he's trying to navigate through tricky waters here where the Mets are going through adversity for the first time in over a year, and it's a different level of adversity. And here's what I would say, some advice, PSA from SAL, don't lose to the Braves. Don't lose to the Braves.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.